And we'll try to do, I'll try to do my part very quickly. This is just introducing a very nice exercise, art of hearing. I've heard Tridhvikram Maharaj share this with me 3 times that I can distinctly remember, and probably more than that. It's like one of his favorites. When I received first initiation, Tridhvikram Maharaj received sannyas initiation at the Brooklyn Temple. So he's, you know, he's always been viewed by me as my senior godbrother, but at the same time he's a very affectionate person. Outside he can be a little, you know, formal, but he's a very affectionate person. So he shared with me that one time he was, as a brahmachari, serving Prabhupada in Prabhupada's quarters, just Tridhvikram Maharaj and Prabhupada. And Prabhupada was in a discussion with another devotee, so Tridhvikram Maharaj was over to the side, chanting softly. And Prabhupada stopped his speaking and turned to Tridhvikram Maharaj and said, "Are you hearing?" And if you know Tridhvikram Maharaj, you would know what likely happened. He felt defensive and said, "Well, of course I'm hearing." Prabhupada smiled. He knew Tridhvikram Maharaj's mood, and he said, "I know you listen, but you must hear very carefully." Then Prabhupada said, "Chanting is the whole essence of our philosophy." So guess what stuck very deeply in Tridhvikram Maharaj's heart and head, that for that reason shared it with others many, many times, myself 3 times. Chanting with great attention is the essence of our philosophy. Sachinandan Maharaj shares this story. That one time Narada Muni went to go visit Krishna. We know that Narada would sometimes visit Krishna in Dwaraka, because it's in the Krishna book. But one time Narada Muni was visiting Krishna in Hastinapur, and when he went, because he's free to go where he likes, he went to the place where Krishna was staying. And when he entered that place where Krishna was staying, he saw Krishna holding Arjuna's feet, and he saw Arjuna holding Krishna's feet. So, like, you know, upside down. And he thought, "Oh, this is too intimate, I better leave." Just then, he heard from Arjuna's body, from every pore of his body, the sound of Krishna's name coming. He was, his whole body was absorbed in Krishna. So the connection between Arjuna and Krishna is very confidential, just like Narayan, incarnation of the Lord, is Krishna and Arjuna. Or the dearmost friend of Krishna is Arjuna. So that's absorption in chanting. There's going to be a little exercise that will help us, at least some persons who have taken part in this exercise, help us become absorbed in chanting, and share 2 things just from the science department. Some of you may have heard of the Japanese professor, Dr. Emoto. Vikasha shared with me this guy isn't really, you know, high in the credited department of his colleagues, but he's got his own website and has done years of study of the effect of sound on water. You're familiar? Some of you are familiar? The basic program goes something like this. He exposes water from different sources to different sounds, so some without sound from that source, some with sound, some good sound, some bad sound, and then freezes the water, and as the water melts, there's a crystal. You can take pictures of the crystal and you see the shape and color of the crystal. Go to his website and check it out. And the finding is sound, the quality of sound affects the quality of water, the configuration of the crystals of ice from water. And naturally, that has some direct implication upon the body that we're within, because more than 70% of this body is water. What's the body made up of but a bunch of cells? And cells are just some, like skin or something, some enclosure around a bunch of water that has some other stuff floating around in the water. But if you can affect the quality or the configuration of water through sound, you can affect configuration of the body. You can spiritualize this body just by sound. In other words, what to speak of consciousness on the soul platform and the mind and even the body. Another example of this just escaped my mind. See if it comes back. Well, on Vedic principle, we know that the whole process of creation depends upon sound, or the whole process of knowledge, the Veda, is transmitted by sound, and before there was even matter, there was sound, spiritual sound. And so the proper alignment of matter is when exposed to spiritual sound, and conversely, the absence of spiritual sound leads to greater and greater deterioration in the modes of nature and deformity and disturbance. Forget the other scientific experiment. Anyway, as far as the proper alignment of matter, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that anyone who chants 64 rounds a day will never experience bad health. You'll never have to see a doctor. So there's a good program to add to Barack Obama's platform for, you know, health, solving the health problem. Very liberal-minded fellow. Maybe he'll encourage everybody to chant 64 rounds. Solve the health problem, health care problem. Oh, I know the other one is. A study of what's the science where a neurologist, there we go, a team of neurologists wanted to find out if persons who engaged in meditation and specifically mantra chanting, if it not only affected the mind, but it affected the hardware of the body, you know, the neurological system of the body. So they did a multiple year study and they found before and after the neurological system of the body changes. The hardware changes without an operation, just by spiritual practice, spiritual discipline, by sound. Sound moves matter to a better configure the mind and also the heart. So scripture indicates similarly. I'll just give two scriptural references because there's many. There's one from the Brihad Naradiya Purana. Achyuta Ananda Govinda Namo charana bhashitaha nashyanti sakala roga satyam satyam vadamyaham. I vow this in truth by hearing the names Achyuta, Ananda, Govinda. One becomes strong and all diseases are cured. We're chanting. We should never get sick. It probably has something to do with the quality of our chanting. So we're trying to improve the quality of our chanting, so we don't have to go see doctors. Sanatana Goswami quotes in Hari Bhakti Vilas from Skanda Purana, Adhyo Vadhyo Yasya Smaranam Nama Kirtanat Tadeva Vilayam Yanti Tam Anantam Namanyaham Namanyaham. I offer my prostrated obeisances to that infinite Lord because by remembering Him and singing His names, all physical and mental ailments are swiftly rooted out. So we're going to have a little non-conventional little exercise in entering into the holy name and seeing how that can affect the body and the mind and the heart. Those of you that, just like a notice, if you feel uncomfortable with unconventional things, you can excuse yourself, because this is an exercise. It's not, the principle is based upon our Vedic teaching. The exercise is just to help us, it's a tool to help us experience very deeply the holy name. And we have about 40 minutes. We'll end at 2:30. And I think we'll push back our schedule. We'll assemble here at 3:45. Lunch at 2:30. 2:20. 2:30. We'll reassemble at 3:45.
Basically, this exercise is to practice a mind chant, produce the sound, and try to actually let that vibration enter our whole body. So, Srila Prabhupada many times say that you have to make a very conscious endeavor and struggle to really capture the sound. So, becoming aware awareness of the sound is the way to capture the sound. Becoming aware, like in the morning, Maharaj was speaking about how sometimes somebody is talking to us and then we're listening, but we're not really aware of what they're speaking. So there's no awareness there consciously. So you want to consciously become aware and hear the holy name of the Dimitri Maharaj's anecdote. And Srila Prabhupada said, yes, you're listening, but are you hearing the holy name? So there's three external levels of perception of the sound. The external ear, middle ear, inner ear. And then it enters in and it actually affects our consciousness. So the first part is just like a very brief exercise just to prepare us. So request you to please close your eyes. And I will say some sound vibration, some word or little sentence, and try to just become aware of that and then visualize it if you can. So very simple things that I'm trying to make a good point to. So, prasadam is something that's easy to visualize, so we'll start with that. So, very soft and spongy collection of the melody and harmony. The wonderful salad that you can make with an every afternoon, with a few different kinds of leaves and sprouts and carrots and almond dressing. Beautiful peacocks in Nicaragua. Tulasi circle that we were chanting around yesterday with the devotees. And now we can try to visualize the Hare Krishna mantra word by word. Don't rush, just take half a minute. Now, we'll try to perceive the sound vibration of the melody as you're chanting. So first you'll chant together in unison, and then we'll chant at your own pace. And all we have to do is just focus on producing the sound, and then hearing the sound, and being aware of what it does. And let us not try to analyze too much, but rather try to just experience the sound. So just keep going. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Stop. So, did you all feel any difference, more awareness? And probably that the switch from chanting in unison to chanting at our own pace, there must have been some struggle to focus on it. So, now we'll start this exercise and try to experience the sound with our own body. So, please sit straight, align your body. You might be in the air jumping on for some time. You can close your eyes. Just feel the weight of your body. Surrender to the feeling of the weight. In this exercise, the body becomes an object that we tell what to do. So first, I'd like you to become aware of seeing the body as an object that can be seen. Become aware that you're not identical with your body. Be very alert, although the body will start becoming very relaxed. So now please turn your attention to your breathing. Just watch your inner breath and out breath. Each time you breathe out, just surrender more to the feeling of weight. Just let go of your muscular endeavor to carry your body. Okay, very good. Now you're ready to experience a deeper level of sound. So we're going to use one mantra, Ram, and very carefully we will all chant the word Ram. So while doing this, I'm going to just give you instructions and just be attentive to that. Just breathe in.
Thank you.
Our whole consciousness gets bathed in this steady stream of the divine beings. So we chant. First, just become aware, and then we'll go through the show. So it's not that you are a body, but a lot of try to become aware of how the sound is resonating in my brain. So we'll chant together. It's very important that we become aware of the sound. The greatest gap in a sadhaka's life is usually that we chant, but we're absent minded. We're not with Krishna anymore, just speaking again and again. That we need to be present with the holy name. And when we're not present with the holy name, it's really like we're not invested in the relationship. Because that's how we would feel. We're talking to somebody, explaining something to somebody, and we're not really becoming fully aware of what they're speaking, not really hearing. So the other person feels they're not interested in the relationship. So it's a little non-conventional, but it helped a lot of devotees, a very like transformation for many devotees. To be actually able to hear each name very distinctly. And just in that, there is sweetness. rather thanking for some place for the holy name. But just in hearing the name, there is so much sweetness. So now the last part of the session, what I would like them to do, I'm going to play Srila Prabhupada chanting. And I want you all to just listen very carefully and just become aware of the sound. That's all. We don't have to do anything. It's just become aware of the sound vibration from the lips of the pure guru.
So that
bring me. But that actually would be very rude.
My first point was I could hear the mantra very clearly, But my fear was, it was taking a long time.
So we were doing it slowly because it helps meditation. Usually meditations are done like this, you know, in a slow format and relax. The body needs to be relaxed. If the body is very numbed up, we can't actually enter into a meditative state. So, in our daily practice, what we can do is we can take just like a few minutes, a couple of minutes, to just bring our consciousness that, you know, I want to be aware of the sound of the holy name. So it doesn't take a lot of time. Just a couple of minutes before you chant, just to like focus your consciousness, focus your mind. And then you can chant at a faster pace, but you can still become aware of the holy name. I've heard from devotees that who attended Japa retreats and things like that, that initially when they go back home, they find that the chanting is slowed down. That takes them 2.5 hours now. And it may happen because we learn so many tools and resources and, you know, so many things to apply. We're trying to apply with it. So it may slow down a little bit initially, but as we get into the practice, then it'll actually pick up. So because initially it stays a little bit on that mechanical platform of trying to, you know, like Mark was speaking yesterday, he was doing the lecture on tools for concentration, that, you know, it seems that it's not like you get, you know, 100 marks or 100% for hearing, not hearing, but for sitting straight or doing something so right. So we may get absorbed a little bit in the mechanical aspect of pronunciation or this or that. But as you keep at the practice, actually then the holy name will carry you. And then the speed will increase. That's my limited realization. Anyone else would like to share?
It was a hard exercise to do, partly because I was thinking about myself. Because so often I accepted Krishna consciousness mostly on an intellectual platform. And so actually when somebody asks us about Krishna consciousness, we give them a very wonderful intellectual answer. But in a way, we don't really have an experience associated with that in our body to actually share. And I was thinking about, you know, the first few verses of Bhagavad Gita, actually the second chapter, where Krishna, where Arjuna is describing about his symptoms. So actually he's able to articulate very well. He's saying that my hairs are standing on end, my lips are quivering, and so the symptoms of fear or anxiety is able to narrate through his body. So that's, so I was just thinking that if we, when this body is an amazing resource to actually be able to fully capture, you know, what Krishna consciousness is. And similarly in our acharyas, they describe about, you know, the symptoms of the body. So the point I'm making is that of course we don't go for the feelings, or like as Maharaj was mentioning that tomorrow in a 64 round, it's not that we go for some ecstasy or something, but it's good to actually I think it would be wonderful to actually feel it in one's body to experience what Krishna consciousness is. So this is why I very much appreciate the exercise, although I don't have really much to share, but it's just the feeling of I was thinking that it would be nice to also actually feel feel, you know, how the Acharya has experienced the holy name in their body. So I felt, I was praying that maybe someday I can experience the Mahamantra, you know, even in my body.
thought I would share my experience, not here, but was in your academic knowledge. It was very, very powerful for me. I was in a very bad condition health-wise at that time. I could barely even sit before Maharaj started his exercise. And I was just praying to Krishna, like, please allow me to participate in this retreat somehow and, you know, actually enter into the relationship with me. And it was just so amazing. I felt like Krishna gave me a little glimpse of how Maharaj was speaking earlier, that all physical and mental ailments actually can be relieved swiftly by the sound of the Holy Name. So actually by the end of the exercise, I was feeling so rejuvenated and lively, and I was like, I just woke up and ready for the day and very refreshed. I seldom feel that refreshing after resting, but to just actually let the Holy Name bathe in your consciousness have such tremendous effect. And I've had that experience on other occasions too. I have some chronic health problems, and so because of that it's challenging sometimes, but I've always seen that if I'm able to just somehow just lift my consciousness from the body and just place it on the mind, it always, always seems to, you know, help. Of course, we should not do it for that, because then we can become very fruit-minded. That is just fringe or side benefit in the beginning, and that's not what we're doing it for. But we should be very clear about that. Because otherwise, like, every time we're sick, then we chant very attentively and frequently, and that's very fringe. So, I just wanted to share that. Holy Name is the ultimate healing of all levels, physical, mental, and just like everyone. Thank you, Hare Krishna. Sorry for the silent time, but thank you for the silent time.
What time is
the
session?
Next session, chapter 2:30.
2:45. 2:45? 2:45.